getting your podcast listed. The last step on your podcasting journey is optional, but rare is the person that misses out on it. And that's getting yourself listed in iTunes and other directories. Theoretically, your podcast can now be found and subscribed to, but it's unlikely anyone will find you without being listed in the standard directories. Also, being listed in iTunes makes it very easy for people to subscribe to your podcast. They can simply find you in the iTunes store, click the subscribe button, and they're done. Without being listed, listeners have to find your podcast URL and enter it manually into their podcatcher software. So, let's get listed. I'll go through the process it takes to get into iTunes and then list some other services you might want to look at. Registering with iTunes. Unsurprisingly, the first step is to download the iTunes application if you haven't already. You need to register your podcast through the iTunes store, and to access that, you need iTunes. Load up iTunes and then click on the iTunes Store button at the top right. Then, find the podcast section of the iTunes Store by clicking the podcast link at the top of the page. You'll see here how many different podcasts there are out there and the variety of topics. Soon, yours will be one of them. Next, look at the right-hand menu and scroll down until you see Submit a Podcast. It'll be in the Podcast Quick Link section. Click Submit a Podcast, and you'll be asked to enter the feed URL of your podcast. You can find your feed URL on the podcast host by logging into your dashboard and clicking the podcast link on the left, and then Settings. This takes you to your podcast settings page. Now, if you scroll to the bottom of the settings page, you'll see a section called Share. In here, you'll find your podcast feed URL. Copy the web address shown next to Complete Feed and paste this into the podcast feed URL field currently showing in iTunes. If you're not already logged in, iTunes will ask you to log in with your Apple ID. If you don't have an Apple ID, you'll have to register with Apple to get one before you can submit your podcast. Once you've logged in, you'll see the podcast detail page in iTunes. This lets you check everything's okay with your submission. If you've already uploaded an image for your podcast, found in the settings page, the same one as your feed URL, then that image will appear. The other details can also be edited on that page, so if anything's amiss, click cancel just now. Then you can go back and change the settings before resubmitting your feed URL. Once you're happy, click submit, and you're done. Your podcast will now be moderated and added to the iTunes Store. It might take a few days for this to go through, but they should send you an email once it's complete. Other podcast listing services. There are a few other services worth submitting to once you've released your podcast. The first I'll mention is Stitcher. This is a very popular app that appears both in iOS and Android. It lets people find your podcast very easily and quickly download and listen to it. For that reason, it's worth getting yourself registered. Next, there are a few directories worth submitting your detail to, so here they are as follows. The podcast directory. Not very imaginative name, but very big nonetheless. You can find that at www.podcastdirectory.com. Podcast Alley. An institution that's been around since the early days of podcasting. Very worth telling. www.podcastalley.com. Podfeed.net, another large directory that should get you in front of yet more listeners. www.podfeed.net. Niche directories. The last thing I'll mention are niche directories. It's well worth having a look around to see if there are any podcast directories that specialize in your area. So if you do a knitting podcast, search in Google and see if there's a knitting podcast directory or perhaps a craft podcast directory. An example is the Learn Out Loud directory, which lists only podcasts that teach. To be fair, it's arguable that most podcasts will teach at some point, but they have their own criteria. These specialist directories are great because they have much lower competition and they're much more targeted at your audience. This means it's more likely that you'll be spotted amongst the crowd and by the right type of people. It's also likely that you'll start being spotted by others podcasting in the same niche and might get a little free promotion when they mention you. There's nothing like a bit of community for gaining listeners.